Hey everyone, welcome to the Storm is Here podcast. We can be found on Anchor FM. If you're on YouTube, you can find us under the same name, Storm is Here. So in one of the presidential debates, Joe Biden had mentioned how America was going to be facing a dark winter. Now, for those of you who want to research the whole dark winter military activity that happened way back, please do so. I'm not going to go into detail about it, but essentially the dark winter is here. So this podcast, we're going to be focusing on the food lines that have started since the second lockdown. Now, not every state in America is in lockdown, but there are quite a few that are. And of course, this has some serious consequences, and we're starting to see the effects of it right now. We're going to go into a few articles. The first one is out of CNN. I'm not really a fan of mainstream news at all, but there is some information that is in here that I believe people need to know. The headline is thousands of cars from lines to collect food in Texas. I'm going to scroll down here and begin the article. Thousands of people lined up for groceries at a food bank distribution event in Dallas, Texas this weekend, with organizers saying the COVID-19 pandemic has increased need in the city. North Texas Food Bank distributed more than 600,000 pounds of food for about 12,000 people on Saturday. According to spokeswoman Anna Curian, there were 7,280 turkeys distributed to families. Photos provided by NTFB show thousands of cars lined up for the NTFB's drive through mobile pantry at Fair Park. Curran said the need for food has certainly increased with the pandemic, with Texas last week becoming the first U.S. state to report 1 million cases of coronavirus. 40% of the folks coming through our partners' doors are doing so for the first time, she said. I see blessings coming to us because we were all struggling, and I appreciate North Texas helping us out. Dallas resident Samantha Woods told CNN affiliate KTVT she waited in her vehicle. It really is amazing, and I thank God that I was able to get in the line this morning. And again, if you see some of these pictures here, for those of you listening to us on the podcast, there are four lanes of cars, okay? And we can see for miles and miles, all right? This is how bad America has become, and it's only going to get worse as the months progress in the winter. And again, going back to the dark winter thing, yes, the dark winter has arrived, and it will get ugly from here on in. Let me continue on with this article. In another car, one woman told the station she had been struggling. I haven't been working since December. I can't find a job. They cut off my unemployment. It's a big deal. It's a real big deal. NTFB President Tricia Cunningham said she is proud of her team and the community for providing some hope and care during these extraordinary times. It was quite a humbling scene to see so many in need, she told CNN. There's a couple more lines I'm not going to get into here. The next article is out of the AGR Daily News, small independent news media outlet, which I highly respect. Headline is Thanksgiving in America, massive food lines and evictions as benefits expire. The moratorium on evictions imposed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC for short, expires on December 31st. Since the order does not cancel or freeze rents, all back rent will come due January 1st. An estimated 11 to 13 million renter households are at risk of eviction, according to investment bank and global advisory firm Stout. Many families struggling with paying for food and housing face the cutoff of remaining COVID-19 relief funds by the end of the year. Long gone is the $600 federal benefit to boost weekly unemployment benefits. According to the Century Foundation, 12 million Americans will lose their unemployment benefits on December 26th when two major pandemic programs expire. Another 4.4 million will have already exhausted these benefits before they expire. President Donald Trump makes no secret of his contempt for the U.S. and world population facing death and impoverishment focus entirely on his plot to nullify the election and establish a presidential dictatorship. He says nothing about the rising toll of sickness and death or the inability of millions of families to pay the rent and put food on the table. On Saturday, he skipped a discussion on the pandemic at the G20 summit in order to play a round of golf at his Virginia resort. Now, look, people, you guys know my stance politically. I believe this whole political system, this partisan politics is such a sham. While there are millions of people starving and dying and committing suicide, here are the politicians, and I'm not picking on Trump because they're all the same. Here are the politicians, laughing it up, living it up on some golf course. Okay, these people are all about. They're about serving the elites. Okay, all right. Let me move on to the next news article. This is out of the. All right, give me a second here, folks. The Sunny Side, I believe, okay? And the headline is Queens food pantries see food supply depleting as food lines increase. This is October 30th, by the way, 2020, okay? Queens food pantries are seeing food supplies dwindle at the same time that the number of families in need of food is increasing. Pantry organizers are calling on elected officials to act on the urgency of the situation as the city heads into its ninth month of the pandemic, in which many people are without work and don't know when their next meal will come. These are very trying and scary times, people, okay, and totally unnecessary, but I'll get into that a little later on. A coalition of local organizations held a rally in Woodside Wednesday to raise awareness of the impending shortages at food pantries. The organizations, which included Sunnyside Community Services and Queens Together, said food supplies are depleting as funding for food programs decreases. Yet simultaneously, lines for food pantries and soup kitchens are only getting longer as more people are out of work due to the pandemic. The need is increasing, whereas the resources and funding are decreasing, said Judy Zangwill, executive director of Sunnyside Community Services. The unemployment rate in Queens was at nearly 14% last month, according to the state labor department. As a result, many families are struggling to make ends meet, the rally organizer said. Food insecurity was an existing issue for 1.2 million New York City residents before March 2020. Again, before the pandemic started, there was a food shortage problem. And I'll continue on here, but the pandemic has exacerbated the issue. Many local community-based groups pivoted to food relief efforts to fill the need, while a third of existing food pantries and kitchens saw their visitors double, according to survey by the Food Bank for New York City. Food insecurity really came to the fore once the pandemic hit. Zangwill said, "I will say every population we served expressed this, that they were concerned about their next meal." Now, 9 months later, food pantries are running low on food supplies. Queens Together was forced to close its food pantry due in part to running out of food. It has also no longer had use of its temporary venue, the Variety Boys and Girls Club in Astoria. Since the organization reopened its teen center after COVID-19 restrictions were lifted, there's nothing harder than getting a phone call from a parent basically realizing the food's gone. "We're shut down for now," said Jonathan Forgash, a former chef and co-founder of Queens Together. "Hearing them realize that they have nothing for them and they don't know where to turn, hearing another dad talk about that with his kids is really overwhelming and upsetting. It's just another human being, let alone as a father and a chef." Queens Together has since pivoted to connecting restaurants and others with extra food to other pantries and soup kitchens. Forgash and fellow organizers are calling on elective officials to provide more food, more funding, and more resources for Queens residents. I'm sorry, guys. It just makes me laugh when they mention elected officials coming to the aid of the people that put them in power. Okay, and it's not a funny matter, but I just can't help laughing because it's totally disgusting. All right, let me continue on. What I don't understand is where are the leaders? Forgash said the system is overwhelmed. The smaller guys are shutting down for lack of support. Why isn't there a national emergency? Following the rally, the organizations handed out food in the NYCHA Woodside houses where residents waited in a long line despite the rainy weather. And that's the end of this article. But again, this is the state of America. Okay, and it's just not happening in Texas. It's just not happening in Queens or in New York City. It's happening everywhere. Okay, they stated the number in another article at 54 million. I believe the number is a lot higher. Okay, all right. So these are the three articles. There's many more that go into detail about food shortages happening in other states. Now I want to read to you about the CARES Act. Briefly, this is out of the U.S. Department of the Treasury. And I just highlighted this paragraph here because I just find this laughable. The CARES Act provides fast and direct economic assistance for American workers and families, small businesses, and preserves jobs for American industries. Okay, this is where we're at, people. Okay, they just blatantly lied to your face. They put it on a website, an official type website. And again, they just blatantly throw it in your face when, in fact, the CARES Act was nothing more of a transfer of wealth to the elites. Trillions of dollars that could have went to the pockets of the people that really needed it went to billionaires and trillionaires. Okay? So again, this is why I'm an advocate for direct democracy. Okay? This is why we need to abolish the system of capitalism. All right? These are the reasons why. And again, this is just the beginning, folks, of the so-called dark winter. It's going to get a lot more uglier. It really is. It's going to get a lot more nastier and a lot more uglier unless people stand up and start changing the system. Okay, this is not about getting rid of Trump to elect Biden. Biden is not going to make the situation any better. In fact, they'll probably make it even worse. This is about systemic change. And if we don't do it now, there are going to be more food lines. There are going to be more suicide. There's going to be more people dying of poverty. Let's not forget, there are states that are now, they're approaching the winter months. And in some states already, the temperatures are starting to drop. So you have a combination of no heat and no food, and it's going to have a disastrous results. All right, guys, that's it for me for today. Again, please, guys, if you can, check out our podcast on Anchor FM. The Storm is Here. And also check us out on YouTube. And please support both platforms if you can. All right, guys, until next time, take care.